Canadian seniors, they're going to be happy today as well as they receive a one-time payment from the federal government that is aimed at helping older people cover increasing prices that have been brought on by the COVID-19 pandemic. I spoke with Federal Minister of Seniors, Deb Schultz, about the funds, but I also asked her about the gaps that have been revealed in the system as it pertains to long-term care facilities with the onset of the pandemic.
This week, a special automatic tax-free payment will be coming into the bank accounts and to checks to 6.7 million seniors that are on old age security. And an additional amount will be coming for 2.2 million seniors on guaranteed income supplement. So this means that a low income couple will have $1,000 additional to help them through this pandemic.
And Minister Schultz, I'm sure this is not the first time you've heard this. The pandemic has shown some gaps in the system as it pertains to caring for our seniors. And I know it's not a federal department. It would be province by province. Is the federal government working on this issue where, you know, we saw so much infection get into the long-term care facilities? And, you know, will we see change this year?
So you're absolutely right. What has happened in our long-term care facilities is tragic and is showing us the gaps and problems that are in the system. So we are working very closely with the provinces and territories and have been since the beginning to make sure that they get the supports that they need to improve those services. So right away, we put in guidelines, we provided guidelines with consultation across the country on how to keep people safe. We have provided protective equipment through the provinces and territories to make sure that those working in those facilities had the equipment that they needed to keep people safe. We provided over $3 billion to help frontline workers get an additional amount of money to respect the hard work that they're doing and the risks that they're taking. And we are working with the provinces and territories to see what changes need to be made to the long-term care system to make sure that we can have better outcomes in the future, because what has occurred is unacceptable.
And are you committed to that reform right across the country, or will you leave it to each province?
So we are committed to working with the provinces and territories. As you mentioned, they regulate this sector. And so we are working very closely with them. We are providing supports and encouragement. We're looking at, there's been a lot of great reports and work that's been done, giving guidance on what are the key elements. And we're talking about, you know, the workforce elements. We're talking about facilities elements. We're talking about equipment and regulations. And so all of these things are being discussed right now. And I'm very hopeful that we'll get cooperation across the country to make the changes that need to be done.